The members of SHINE MSD are on a mission. MSD stands for Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, the high school in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people died in a mass shooting. SHINE MSD is a group of Parkland students and parents who are promoting healing through the arts. As World Cafe's Talia Schlanger reports, they're getting help from a special trumpet called the Instrument of Hope.
You know what a trumpet sounds like, and you probably know what one looks like, too. Shiny brass.
We lacquered it in black. The shiny areas that you see are the polished brass and then clear lacquered over that. We wanted it to really stand out and kind of pop so you could see, hey, these are the parts that are actual bullets.
Josh Landris made it.
Bullets that were shot and fired out of a gun, cut up and pieced together. And this is the lead pipe.
Landris is pointing to the long, straight part of the instrument that comes out of the mouthpiece. Picture a bunch of empty bullet casings lined up end to end, leading towards the bell where the sound comes out.
And you've drilled the hole through?
Yeah, it's drilled all the way out so that the air can go through, and it makes it a playable instrument.
As you can see, it's just a spinning piece of brass. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to cut some of the metal.
As you can imagine, making a trumpet out of bullets was complicated.
So you can see the brass kind of flying off of it.
Which is why Josh was a little hesitant when he got a call from a guy named Matt McKay from an advertising and PR company called Publicis.
That is spelled P-U-B-L-I-C-I-S.
McKay is the executive creative director at Publicis Worldwide. He heard about the SHINE students from Parkland and offered to donate his time to help spread their message.
The message being, don't forget about these horrific events that happen. Something happens, the news is all over it for days and days and days, and then all of a sudden it's just back to the same old thing. And there's a small amount of people that get impacted by these things that can't go back to the same old thing.
Two of the Parkland students who formed SHINE are Sawyer Garrity and Andrea Pena. Garrity says that they were in drama class on the day of the shooting.
The day right after, a lot of us went to Andrea's house and we just painted. And we didn't really talk much, we were just painting. And I think that was kind of the first realization of art being therapeutic. Because that was the first thing we did. We're listening to Glee music and random playlists and just painting. And that made us feel even just a little bit better.
That weekend, Garrity and Pena started writing a song together called SHINE.
I know Andrea and I, we both turn to music. It's something we both turn to when we're feeling any emotion. And I think what happened at our school, we were just left feeling so many emotions that we didn't know how to deal with. And so we just kind of poured it all into this song. And if we didn't do it when we did it, if we didn't write that song right then and there when we were feeling everything, the song wouldn't have been as genuine and as raw and as real as it is today.
You threw my city away. You tore down the walls and opened up all the gates.
That's Pena and Garrity singing. They were able to record the song with their classmates at a professional studio in Florida, thanks to a producer who donated his time and equipment.
We're not gonna let you in. We're putting up a fight. You may have brought the dark, but together we will shine the light and whoa. Be something special. Whoa, we're gonna shine.
Then their parents got involved and they formed the nonprofit organization named for the song.
It's really hard because what SHINE's doing is we're advocating for healing through the arts.
Sawyer Garrity.
Healing from trauma and stuff. When we still haven't healed from that and we're still learning how to deal with that. And I have people coming who say things to me you guys are what we want to look to when we want to see how to heal through trauma. But I guess SHINE is kind of looked at as hopeful and stuff, but it's hard to stay hopeful all the time, especially when you go through what you go through.
The SHINE students travel the country when they can, spreading awareness by performing and sharing their story. And at the same time, the trumpet they inspired, the Instrument of Hope, is on its own tour. It made it into the hands of David Strime, who plays trumpet in singer-songwriter Amos Lee's band.
The responsibility and the honor of playing something like this, it's a pretty incredible feeling just holding it.
The trumpet recently made its debut on Broadway.
Oklahoma is honored to feature this Instrument of Hope today as one of the stops on its tour across the country.
And it wound up in the hands of Matt Cappy, who's played with everybody from Tony Bennett to the late Aretha Franklin to the Roots.
I present to you the Instrument of Hope.
Every once in a while, the instrument of hope returns to its maker, Josh Landrus. And on one of those occasions, the Shine Kids were also in New York and got a chance to play it. The visit meant a lot to Landrus.
They were laughing and having fun. To see that happiness come from them from a rough situation was really moving and kind of made me a little choked up. And to also hear their stories, it's so powerful. I couldn't imagine.
And maybe that's why they call it the instrument of hope. For NPR News, I'm Talia Schlanger.